open mic. That was worth an encore, wasn't it? Very good. You're bound and determined not to let me preach today. But I'm going to do another 10-minute deal. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I want to just continue on our thoughts of the faithfulness of God. We looked this morning, God is faithful in his care for us. God is faithful in his protection of us. God is faithful in his promises to us. And tonight I want to look at God is faithful in sanctifying us. God is faithful in sanctifying us. Let's bow in prayer. Father, for these just last few minutes, I pray that you would guide us in the study of your word. Thank you for preserving it for us so that through it we might grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. It is through the hearing of your word that we grow in our faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so guide us through our study of your word this evening in Jesus' name. Amen. Several of you mentioned here tonight in your testimonies about eternal security. And maybe the churches you were going to before did not teach or believe in eternal security. And obviously we have always stood on that tremendous truth that once we have been saved, God secures us in that salvation and we will make it to heaven. And that's what we want to look at. It's because of God's faithfulness that he will sanctify us. And we understand that sanctification, there's kind of the three thoughts of sanctification. There's that positional or initial sanctification when we trust Christ as our Savior. We are set apart from sin unto God. We are forgiven of our sins, and that's what sanctification is, being set apart from sin unto God. And at the time of our salvation, we are set apart from our sin in the sense that God has forgiven us, and we are set apart unto God. We become his child. And that is that initial or positional sanctification. But then there's also the sense of a progressive sanctification, and that's in our practical everyday life. Every day and through the years, we begin to progress more and more away from sin unto God. The longer we're saved, the more we ought to be sanctified, set apart from our sin, and sinning less as we grow in our knowledge of the Lord and being more and more set apart unto him and surrendered to him. And then, of course, there is that final or permanent sanctification when we will be in heaven itself, completely set apart from the very presence of sin and set apart completely unto God as we become like Christ. And so there's that thought of sanctification. And as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 7, he says, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He commends the church there at Corinth as they had been given many of the spiritual gifts, and we talked about that on Sunday mornings over the last couple of years, but they had these spiritual gifts, and they were waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will confirm you to the end to be blameless. That's that promise of that permanent sanctification. He's saying that he's called you, and he says that in verse 9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So he called them to the fellowship of his Son, he called them to salvation, and he promises here that they will be confirmed blameless. The word confirm here is the idea of to be certain or to be guaranteed, even the idea of to be reliable and secure. And so what he's saying is simply that it is guaranteed that we will make it to the point of being blameless. The word blameless is literally the word to be uncharged. In other words, nobody will be able to charge you or accuse you of anything. That's the promise. And we know that we're going to be blameless someday, where nobody can lay anything against us, no charge against us, because we will be sinless. And we have that guarantee because God is faithful, it says. God is faithful. He's faithful to His children, those whom He has called to the fellowship of His Son. He will bring to a point of blamelessness. We will be like Christ. We'll be sinless. And nothing's going to change that. He's faithful in that whole process. We are eternally secure, and we will make it. Along the way, we may fail Him. Along the way, we may do some things that we ought not be doing. Along the way, we may make some decisions that we ought not make. But in the end, we are going to be blameless. No one will be able to lay anything as an accusation against us. We'll be sinless. We'll be perfect. We'll be like His Son. In fact, Romans chapter 8, we won't take the time to turn to it, but it says there that those whom He has called, He has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. Same idea. He talks about being called to the fellowship of His Son, and that we are confirmed blameless, that He guarantees that we will make it. And in Romans 8, it says, if He called you, you are also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. We're going to make it. It's been predestined. Those who have been called, those who have been saved, indeed will be conformed to the image of His Son. Romans chapter 8 goes on and says, who will lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Will He who has justified us? Of course not. God's not going to lay anything against us, any charge against us, because He's already declared us righteous. He's justified us. And if God can't lay any accusation against us, then no one else can either. We are blameless before Him. That's where He's going to bring us. He is faithful in sanctifying us. He will do so. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. This is a verse that I'm sure you're aware of. Philippians chapter 1, in verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Paul says, I am confident, I am completely convinced that the one who has begun a good work in you will perform it, or the word there is literally will complete it at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God began a good work in us when He saved us. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, He began a good work in you, and He's going to complete that work at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when He talks about the day of Christ here, the day of Jesus Christ, I believe, won't get into the proof of that, but I believe He's talking about the rapture. It's at the rapture when we see Christ, we're going to become like Him. And He's going to complete that work of sanctification at the time of the rapture. And so He who has begun a good work in you will complete it at the rapture. That's His promise. That's His faithfulness. Paul says, I'm confident of this very thing. This verse really takes us through that whole process of sanctification. He's began a good work in you. At the time of your salvation, He set you apart from sin unto God in the sense that He forgave you of your sin, and you're now a child of God. But He's going to continue to work in that progressive sanctification as more and more we're set apart from sin unto God, and He's going to complete the work when we are completely set apart from sin, sinless, blameless, and set apart unto God for eternity. He is going to do it. We can count on it. We can have the same confidence that Paul expresses here. Why? Because of the faithfulness of God. As we read earlier this morning in the 2 Thessalonians, Paul makes this statement, I am confident in our Lord concerning you. I just love that phrase. Paul's not confident in the Thessalonians, but he's confident in the Lord concerning the Thessalonians. And being human, sometimes we can fail. And so my confidence that you're going to make it to heaven and become blameless isn't in you, but it is in the faithfulness of God. And your confidence that I'm going to make it shouldn't be in me. It's in the faithfulness of God. God is faithful in sanctifying us. And so as we look to the future as a church, we don't know what the future holds. We do know that God's going to remain faithful. He'll be faithful in caring for us. He'll be faithful in protecting us. He'll be faithful to his promises. He'll be faithful in sanctifying us. And we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what kind of persecution may come down the road before the Lord returns. But we can continue to count on the faithfulness of God. And we need to just simply stay true to his word. We need to continue to stay on mission. One of the books that the deacons are reading right now has to do with mission drift and how churches and Christian organizations can very, very easily drift away from their mission. And next thing you know, they're nothing like they once were. And we as a church need to guard against mission drift. It's so easy to do. Unless you take concrete steps to prevent it, you will drift in your mission. You'll drift in the stand that you take. And we as a church need to continue to stand on the Word of God and its truths and depend upon the faithfulness of God. Let's bow in prayer. Father, again, we are grateful this evening for our time together. Thank you for giving us this opportunity just to reflect upon what you've done over the years and to at least for a few minutes just consider what you will do in the future. We can depend upon you. Our confidence is in you and not in ourselves. Help us, Father, to stand true to your word, to proclaim that truth, to do so in love. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Shall we stand? Father, again, as we leave this evening, I pray that we would continue to marvel at your faithfulness, how much you love us in spite of us, and we thank you, Father, for that reality. Thank you for the refreshments that you've provided for us tonight. Just bless our time of fellowship together. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good evening. Thanks for coming. Make your way back to the kitchen, and you can begin eating when you get back there if the ladies are ready for you. We do need to help set up here in the auditorium.